little different. Yes, a little different. That was Vayiten Lecha by Yankel Talmud. This coming Saturday evening, Ishmael Helfgott, Sal Zim, at the Parkey Synagogue. Again, it's at www.parkeastconcert.org. Parkeastconcert.org. Let's see what else is happening in the... Oh, yes, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov to Howie and Sarah Grunspecht on the birth of their granddaughter. Tara had a little baby girl, and we all wish you such mazel and nachas, a wonderful daughter, and I'm sure the granddaughter will be equally wonderful. Again, to Howie and Sarah Grunspecht, Mazel Tov. Pinchas Cohn will be at the Chasam Sofer Shul on December 18th and 19th. My friend Eugene Weiser, the president of the shul, tells me it will be a wonderful, wonderful weekend of davening. And I don't have much information about Tzurek. I can only tell you that I keep hearing that Tzurek Greenwald is a sensation. And there are some Hanukkah concerts. He's coming here with the Budapest Klezmer Band. He will be appearing... a town hall on the 15th, Bergen Pack Theater on the 14th, and the Millennium Theater in Brooklyn on the 16th. So I'll have more about this next week, but the December 14th, 15th, and 16th, I've been hearing some great things about Tzurek. I don't know why they don't put his last name, because Greenwald is, they know that Greenwald is a sensation. I've been hearing some such good things about him. Okay, one more quick selection. This is certainly a little different, Helfgott, and this is another Yankel Talmud selection. And is it set up? Let me just see. Do I have this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, here it is. Hallelujah.
Hashem kol goyim, shabechu, shabechu, shabechu kolumim, shabechu kolumim. Ki govar oleinu, ki govar oleinu, astoy, ve'emes, 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 Hashem le'yoylom, le'yoylom, hallelujah. Oydu, 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 Hashem. Itoim kilei oylom, hasnoi. Yoimanu, 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 yoimanu Yisroel. Kilei oylom, kilei oylom, kilei oylom, kilei oylom hasnoi.
A little different, wouldn't you say? That was Itchamir Helfgott with two Yonkel Talmud selections. Well, my friends Debbie and Robert Weiss invited me to go with them to hear a choir that was performing yesterday at the Kitte House. That's a senior residence in the Bronx. Debbie and Robert knew the musical director of the Shabbaton Choir, Stephen Levy. I joined them and had a most wonderful time. You'll next hear the Shabbaton Choir. After I play a couple of selections, I'll tell you more about the choir, but those of you who have heard me over the years know that I'm nuts about choirs, boys' choirs, adult choirs, and we'll talk about this particular choir as we go along. Let's start. Again, this is from England, the Shabbaton Choir, and we'll start with Ashrei.
Ashrei, Ashrei, Beitecha, Yehallelu Hasela,
selection, Ashrei with the Shabbaton Choir. The soloist was Lionel Rosenfeld. The next selection is Pishu Li, and those of you who are familiar with the shul up in, is it the Bronx? No, it's Shimon Kramer, Riverdale, yes, at Rabbi Rosenblatt's shul. Shimon Kramer will be featured next with the Shabbaton Choir, and this is Pishu Li.
Pishu Li Shabbaton Choir.
Shabbaton Choir, that was Shimon Kramer, and we're going to hear more from them. I just want to set this up. Okay, set. Okay, picture this. I'm in New Jersey this morning. I'm in my car. I have a little portable tape recorder, and I have my cell phone. And I wanted to do an interview with the leader of the choir, but he left an early flight, so the former chairman of the choir was available. His name is Russell Kett. And I'm sitting there, and I wasn't driving, by the way. I pulled off to the side, and I'm interviewing Russell Kett. And unfortunately, when I listened to it, it just didn't come out clear enough for me to play, but I'm going to relate to you what was said in the interview. And Russell, I apologize. Please accept my apologies. The next time we'll have a better setup for interviews. But the Shabbaton Choir has 25 members. And this past Shabbos, the choir sang at Shabbos services at the Hampton Synagogue, and then they performed the concert of the evening. Yesterday, Sunday, they performed at the Katay House, as I mentioned. It's a senior residence. And, you know, one of the things that Russell mentioned was that the choir, they perform at concerts, they daven in synagogues, and then they go to homes for the elderly and for the sick and for children and the like. And so those are three different venues where they love to sing. And they travel once a year to Israel, where they perform for wounded, the soldiers, sick, and for youth, particularly youth who are invalids, and it's a yearly mitzvah that they do. At the Katei house, it was interesting. The entire choir, this is 25 men, by the way, their ages are from 17 up to the mid-60s. They all then went into the aisles and started singing and dancing with the elderly, and clapping hands and dancing with them. And I must tell you, it was a joyous sight to behold the smiles on the faces of the residents, and also of the members of the choir. They certainly enjoyed this mitzvah that they were doing for this group of about 100 elderly that was at the Katei house. Then last night, the choir gave a performance at the Young Israel of Scarsdale. The choir was founded over 20 years ago. Members are drawn from a wide area north of London. As I mentioned, the ages are ranging from 17 to 60. They have a wonderful young man by the name of Benny Beigel, who was a soloist. He's 13 or 14. He's getting pretty near where his voice may be changing, but he performed beautifully. One of the things that they do every year is at midnight, Slichus, obviously the week before the holidays, they do a midnight service, which draws over 1,000 worshipers. It's quite a tradition. And I think it's fascinating that the chief rabbi of England is a patron and supporter of the choir. And I have to tell you, I'm so jealous of the fact that they have such a choir in England. And, you know, we have so much talent right here in the metropolitan area. And I've often wondered, why couldn't we have such a choir? Perhaps retired cantors. But you need the mixture. You need the young and the middle age. And the interesting thing was the commitment that these 25 men have. Can you imagine? They get together every Tuesday night to rehearse. And, you know, that's what makes them gel. It isn't, you know, we go to a lot of concerts and we hear a lot of more or less pickup choirs. You know, they know how to read well, but if they haven't sung together over time, it's like good wine. It gets better with age. Just a one-shot deal is good, but you can tell when there's a choir that has gelled, where people have been together and they know each other and they have a feeling for each other. Of course, I think the big issue is to get a choir leader and the music. I think we have the talent. I know we have the talent. I mean, it's just a question of those willing to make such a commitment. If they could do it in England, I don't see why we couldn't do it here. Of course, the funding, I'm not quite sure what the funding is, but they do it on a volunteer basis, and it's just magnificent. Anyway, that's the Shabbaton Choir, and we just heard Shimon Kramer. Let's go back to this album, A New Song, and we're going to hear V'Shamru. V'Shamru.
Oh.
I love it. I hope you do, because I'm going to be playing some more. The Shabbaton Choir, the director is Stephen Levy, and we've been hearing from Lionel Rosenfeld. There's Shimon Kramer. We'll hear from Johnny Turgel. The next soloist for Yismachu is Moshe Kaplan. Moshe Kaplan with Yismachu.
Ratzita bo v'kidashto
Yismachu v'malchutecha
The reishit
Yismachu v'malchutecha
Yismachu v'malchutecha
Shabbaton Choir. That was Shimon. That was Moshe Kaplan. The next selection, the soloist will be Lionel Rosenfeld and Shimon Kramer. This is Yigdal.
Yigdal Elokim Chai
Oh.
Shimon Kramer together with Lionel Rosenfeld. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this Shabbaton choir. That's not it. I'm going to play some more. And to Russell Kett and Stephen Levy, I hope that you'll be catching this on the archive. And once again, Russell, I'm sorry that the interview just didn't come through clear enough, but I think that I got the flavor of your comments. And perhaps next time you come to America, we can do a better job. Okay. And Mickey and Eva, I hope you're enjoying this. I know that you had them at your shul in the Young Israel of Scarsdale last night. And I know that they did a wonderful job there. This next selection is it's a particular tune that has always been a favorite of mine. It's short. And it's Tzadik Katurmer, Tzadik Katurmer, or something like that. Okay?
Hello, Kano.
Singing the young boy soloist was Jonathan Artman, and he was accompanied by Johnny Turgel. And one of the beautiful things about the choir is that they feature a young man. The young man that I heard yesterday was Benny Beigel. I believe that's the way he pronounced his last name. And it's so beautiful to see these young talents and to know that they could develop into the future chazanim of the future. Okay, the last selection from this particular CD, Shehechiyonu, this is with all the cantors together. And let me see if I've got this set up. Yes. Time listening to this, and I hope you're enjoying it. The choir, as was mentioned, every year does a slichus davening, a midnight slichus davening. It draws over 1,000 people each year. This is from 2001, 8 years ago. One more selection, and we'll get to a closing selection. This is Shomer Yisrael. Shomer Yisrael. Live from the 2001 Slichus service.
Oh,
As you heard, that was from a live Slichus davening from 8 years ago. Well, time is going by so quickly, and the program is almost over. I have a long selection. It's going to take me past the time. Those of you who want to watch the news, there's nothing good on the news. Don't worry. You're not going to learn anything about Tiger. Let me tell you about a great event that's taking place on February 19th to the 21st. It's a Shabbos weekend, and it will feature cantors Yaakov Stark, Yanky Lemmer, and Pinchas Cohn. Danny Gildar will be the accompanist, and there'll be a choir. It's going to take place at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton. It's being sponsored by Tomche Shabbos, will be similar to the Shabbos weekends that Cantor's World ran. Actually, Benny and I are somewhat involved. It's not a Cantor's World event, but we will be involved with the weekend. And for those of you who are interested, I don't have email for you to directly contact them. I'll have that next week, but you can email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. CBJ Music, you'll see that on my website, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll be happy to pass on the information to you. As I mentioned, Cantor Yaakov Stark will be one of the chazanim there. I guess I should get this one last plug in for this coming Shabbos, the fifth Motzi Shabbos. Don't forget Itchamir Helfgott and Sal Zim, together with Mordechai Sobel, will be the conductor, Maestro Sobel. It's at the Park East Synagogue. Don't delay. It will be a sellout. So let's close with Cantor Yaakov Stark. This is from a recording that was done at a concert. You're going to hear a little baby cry. I don't know. We couldn't get rid of that. I guess it adds to it somehow or other. So right at the beginning, you're going to hear a little baby scream, and then it's a Kavior Ben Mahalalel with Cantor Stark. Are you still with me? That was Yaakov Stark. You can hear him terrific for the weekend, Shabbos weekend, on February 19th, 20th, 21st. Contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Also, if you have any comments or requests, I try my best to honor them if I can. And it's always good to hear from you. Don't forget this coming Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, Helfgott and Sol Zim. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining with me. See you next week. Shalom, everyone. I'm going to get a choir someday. We're going to get a Shabbaton choir. Really turned me on, in case you didn't catch that.